Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yom. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We're now in Kiddushin Daf Yod Gimel Amud Bet, coming to the end and the final podcast in our analysis of the first Mishnah of Kiddushin. This is certainly one of the longer sugiyot in Shas. The second half of the first part of the Mishnah said that a woman acquires her freedom through get and mitat habal. So bishlama get. The question that this sugya is going to pose sounds very counterintuitive and very odd, and when we get to it in a minute, I'll explain what the reasoning behind the question is. There's a clear pasuk that indicates that a sefer kritut, a get, will create divorce. Elamitata bal min alan. How do I know that if the husband dies, she may now marry? The assumption here is that perhaps, just as with many other relationships that are formed, the death of the co-relator does not change the status of the living co-relator, as we will see a couple examples. Therefore, it may be the same thing with a woman who marries. If her husband dies, that's it. Without the mom and Alan, Svarahu, the answer is it's based on reasoning. Hu asarava, hu sharta. After all, it's his marriage to her that banned her. So when he disappears, she's mutar. He is mat to her. But that's not true. V'ha'arayot, asalahu v'lo sharilahu. When she marries a man, she becomes prohibited to his father or to his son, etc., forever. And his death doesn't change that. And that's behind the question that I posed. Elamida amar rachmona yivamashen labani masura. Here's how we get it. We get it by implication from the fact that Torah said that a yivama is not allowed to marry another man. A widow whose husband has no kids, whose deceased husband had no children, is not allowed to marry anybody else. What's the implication? Hayesh labanim muteret. If they were kids, she could marry somebody else. Now, v'dilma in labanim asur la'almav shari li'avim, yesh labanim v'chuli alma nami asura. Flip it around. Maybe say, if there were no kids, then she's at least allowed to marry a brother. If there were no kids, maybe she can't marry anybody. Alamid amar rachmana almana the kohen gadol asura. This is the next, proof, the next argument number three, which is the next proposal, really, for how we know that a mitat habal works, is in the fact that Torah prohibited a widow to a kohen gadol, halakohen hedyot shari, so any other kohen, and certainly any non-kohen, is allowed to marry a widow. Maybe a kohen gadol simply has a more severe prohibition against marrying a widow, and anybody else has an asay. So, hayase ma'avita, what is the function of this asay? Ida hanya mitat habal, if the death of the husband is meaningful, tishtar legamri, she's muta legamri. Ida loa hanya mitat habal, if it doesn't help, took milta kamaita. Then we should consider her as she was always, as a married woman. There shouldn't be a halfway place. Alama lo, wait a second, we do have situations like that. Apikta mimita vukimta al asay. Why don't we say that once the husband dies, her prohibition of this married woman is not as severe because the husband's not alive. There's an assay against, you have to marry a non-married woman, shall we say. We have a model for this with a korban that became pasul. When it was originally hekdesh and pasul, then you were not allowed to do any of the work with it that you're shearing it or working with it, and there's me'ila if you get an offering. Parkinu, once you're poded, me'ila late pahu, me'ila goes off the table. Gizavavoda siri. You're still prohibited from using the animal itself, like for work or for shearings. So in other words, there's such a thing as something having a severe status of yisur, and then a stage moving it to a less severe status, but not totally out of the realm. So you could still argue such a model with almana that a kohen gadol has a severe prohibition, everybody else has a light prohibition. How do we know it? From the parsha of Chozer HaMelchama, which we studied about at the end of Sota, not that long ago, that a man is warned that if he betrothed the woman and didn't yet marry her, he should go back, lest he die in war and somebody else takes her. So you see that if he dies, someone else is allowed to take her. Maybe Yavam. So Rav Shesh Raidi says maybe the Ish Acher is Yavam, and if this man dies in war and has no children, then his wife will go to his brother. Maybe that's who the Acher is. Amarashi Shtei Tshuvot Padavar. Rashi says we have two ways to disprove that suggestion. Chana the Yavam lo ikri Acher. Yavam is not called an Acher. As a matter of fact, if you recall, several times we had the drasha that a Sota, from the beginning of Sota, we said that a Sota does not have Yibum, she only has Chalitza, if the husband dies before she drinks. because in the Parsha of Gittin, we refer to the second husband as an Ish Acher, and that's not the Yavam, it's an outsider. And we also had the sugi at the end of Gittin. In the Parsha of Gittin, which of course is set up for Machzir Grushato, we have the passage that if she marries, her husband divorces her, and then she marries another man, and the man divorces her or dies, and then she can't go back to her original husband. Eat kashmita legerushin. So you see there's a juxtaposition between the death of the husband and gerushin. Ma gerushin sharyev gomer, tafmita sharyev gomer. Just like gerushin completely disconnects her from the husband and allows her to marry anybody else, same thing with mita. So that's our final conclusion of how we know that mita tabal works. Of course, we all knew mita tabal works, we're just trying to figure out what the source is. Now, the second half of the Mishnah deals with the Yivama. She's niknate in one manner, and then one manner only, and that's Bia. But Bia Manal, and how do we know that that works? In the key pasuk about Yibum, at the beginning of the Parsha of Yibum, in Parsha Kiteitse, it says the Yavama will have relations with her and take her thereby as a wife. Ve'ema l'chula miltiki isha. Maybe l'kachalo l'isha means he should treat her, he should engage her as a regular wife would be, meaning kesef shtar or bia. So lo sakadaitach d'tanya chol yu kesef shtar m'gomrim ba k'der shabia gomeret ba. That's not the case, because we said we raised that possibility. And then we said Talmud lomar v'yibma. The word that was left out that I mentioned in that pasuk, l'kachalo l'isha v'yibma, means bia gomeret ba ve'en kesef shtar gomrim ba. Only bia, liabem, is the leveret act. And that's the only thing that will accomplish the relationship. Ve'ema mai v'yibma debal korcha miyabem. Maybe v'yibma just means that he can do it against her will. Ve'im ken le makra v'yibem. Let it say it without the pronominal suffix of v'yibma. My v'yibma shamat minatarti. So from that, the fact that it used the word v'yibem proves that bia work, that bia is the only method. And the fact that it has the hey at the end proves that it's bal korcha. Alright, and she goes free through two things, chalitza and mitate avam. Chalitza menalan. Dichtiv, dikrashma b'yisrael, beit chalutzanal. How do we know that chalitza frees her? All it says in the earlier pasuk, the main pasuk about chalitza, is that if the guy doesn't want to marry her, then they go to the Beit Din, she says, he refused to marry me, and she takes off his shoe and he spits, etc. But how do we know that that frees him? The answer is, v'nikrashmo b'Yisrael, beit chalutzanal. Meaning, he is called b'Yisrael, the household of the unshod shoe. What's the drasha? Kevan shechalatz banal hutra l'chol Yisrael. The minute that the shoe is taken off, she's allowed to marry Yisrael. V'nikrashmo b'Yisrael is kind of a flip, saying now this is about the woman. She is now muteret l'chol Yisrael as a result of taking off the shoe. So hay Yisrael l'hachi udata, but does the word Yisrael in that pasuk really come to teach that? Famous drasha of Shmuel bar Yehuda that we had in Mitzvah Chalitza in Yevamot, that Vinikrashmo b'Yisrael is there to tell you that the Beit Din has got to be a Beit Din Shal Yisrael in a non-Jewish court, which is good for some things, as we've seen earlier in Gittin, for instance, on Daf Yud, that in this case it will not work. So you need Yisrael for that. The answer is Trei b'Yisrael k'tiv. And even though the Pasuk's not in the Gemara, I put it on the page, you'll see the earlier Pasuk in the Parsha of Yibum that includes the word Yisrael. We need that Yisrael for the following. Rabbi Yehuda's Rebbe, of course, is Rabbi Tarfon, one of his Rebbeim. And he said, one time we were sitting in front of Rabbi Tarfon, we had a case of Chalitza, and Rabbi Tarfon told us to all respond, Chalutzanal, Chalutzanal. So V'nikrashmo b'Yisrael tells us also that you have to make a formal declaration of Chalutzanal, any of the people who are present. The answer is Hahumi Vinikrashmo Nafka. That's not learned from the word Yisrael, that's learned from the words Vinikrashmo. His name shall be called. So B'Yisrael in the earlier Pasuk tells us that it has to be a Beit Din Shel Yisrael. Yisrael here tells us that once it's Chalitza, she's Muteret L'chol Yisrael. Good. We haven't yet argued why Chalitza is the only method, short of the death of the Avam. But we have just supported the idea that we know that Chalitza does work. Now, the last one is of Mitate Avam. Menalan. So how do we know that that works? The answer is Kalachomer. Ma eshet ishi b'chenek. After all, a married woman, if she violates that relationship, is a death penalty. Mitata bal mitirata. And yet the death of her husband allows her to marry anyone. Yevamah shehibalav, a Yevamah who's only alive. Remember, if Yevamah goes and marries somebody else, or has relations with somebody else, there's a lav. And by the way, if she, Zinta, it's not even clear that she has that lav. So lo kol shekein, certainly mita should work. That shouldn't work. After all, a married woman has another vehicle, which is get. So maybe those who have get have mitat habal. Tomar bezusha niyotza beget. A Yevama doesn't have get. So hanami yotza v'chalitza. She has a parallel to get, which is chalitza. Elamala eshedish shekein osra matira. This is the distinction of eshedish. Is that eshedish, it's the same man who banned her, freed her, by dying. Here, the man who banned her, we assume, was for the original husband. He died. She fell to the brother. Then the brother died. So it's a different person who's being mad to her. So Rashi Hanami Osra Matira. Rashi disagrees. He says, no, it's the same person who's banning her is now freeing her, because Yavam Osra. It's not the dead brother who banned her. He married her. He died without kids. She fell to a brother who, if that brother weren't around, she'd be free. She fell to that brother, Yavam Osra, when he dies, Yavam Sharila. So it's a very good parallel with Eshadish. And if that's the case, then Utei Eshadish Yotza Bachlitza Mikal Bachomer. That's the case, then we should be able to prove, and we did this back on Daf Gimel, and Eshadish should be able to go free with Chalitza and not just get. As following Kavachom, Ma Yevam Hasheni Yotze Beget Yotze Bachalitza Zushi Yotze Beget and Din Shiyotze Bachalitza. We had a whole series of these kind of Kavachomers on Daf Gimel and Daf Dalet, where we look at each thing in isolation and say, take a look at Yevama. Yevama does not have a get, and yet Chalitza works, which means Chalitza is a more universal application. So therefore, anyone who for whom a get works, certainly Chalitza should work. So Hamakra, Sefer Kritut. That's why the Torah says Sefer Kritut, and the drasha that we've seen many times is Sefer Korta, Vein Davar Acher Korta. Only the writ can create excision, nothing else. So Chalitza won't work. So let's flip it. Now that we know that get works for Isha, where Chalitza doesn't work, that means get is more powerful than Chalitza. So if that's the case, a Yevama should be able to leave with a get. Remember, in the earlier passage, all we proved was that Chalitza works, not that it's the exclusive method. So the answer is, Amar Kra, Kacha. Now, in the Parsha of Yibum, the woman, in describing this terrible husband, brother who refuses to have Yibum, says, Kacha yasela ish, asher lo yakim et shem achiv. This is what happens to a man who refuses to sustain the name of his brother. But the word kacha, we always understand, this is sugi in Yoma, is an ikuva, meaning it has to be done exactly this way. This we also had, if you recall, at the end of Sota, in Elun Emorin, with the different things that have to be said in Hebrew, ko, kacha, etc. V'chol hecha de'ika ikuva lo darshi kal v'chomer. Wait a second, every time that you have a word that indicates ikuv, indispensability, such as kacha, or ko, or kuka, we don't try with a kal v'chomer to expand it beyond that limited range of performance. V'yoma kipurim dichtiv goral v'chuka, in the context of the identifying which goat goes l'Hashem and which goes l'Azazel, the Torah calls it a goral. And later on, the entire story is called a chukah, chukat olam. V'tanya v'asau chatat, the goral, by picking up the thing, it says l'Hashem, that defines the goat as being a chatat. Ha-goral oseh chatat, v'en Hashem oseh chatat. It's not when the coin calls it out, but it's the card itself that makes it a chatat. Shiachol, because I would have thought the following, v'alodin hu umma, b'malkam shalo kidesh ha-goral kidesh Hashem, everywhere else, where there is no goral, the coin declaring the name is what establishes the kedusha and the specific kedusha of the animal. Makom shekidesh ha-goral, din shekidesh Hashem. So in this case, where the goral works, where the lottery works, certainly the shame works. Tamal omar v'asahu chatat. Therefore, the Torah says, asahu chatat, meaning goral osa chatat, min Hashem osa chatat. The Torah goes out of its way to say that goral creates the chatat, generates which animal is which. Now, v'tama demate kra. And the only reason that we are not accepting the Kal V'chomer is because the Pasuk directed us away from it. But not because we said, oh, it says Chukah, and therefore we can't touch it and we can't expand it beyond the parameters presented. Halav Hachid, Dashin, and Kal V'chomer, we're ready to use a Kal V'chomer, V'gav Dechtiv Bechukah, which proves to you that wherever there is a word that indicates ikuv, that doesn't mean that we're limited to the terms presented. If via kal v'chomer we can expand it beyond, and therefore just because it says kacha in the context of chalitza, that doesn't mean that get wouldn't work if our kal v'chomer was solid. So we have to have another answer. Makra Allah, the answer is that the limitation is not in the context of Yibum, in the context of Get. It says, V'chatav la sefer kritut, la v'lo liyavama, meaning only a married woman, not a yavama, has the sefer kritut. Ah, ve'im ala lishma, what about the most famous law that we have throughout Masachet Gittin, which is lishma? The answer is trei lak tivi. Remember, there's two parshiot of get there because it could, because remember, the divorced woman goes to another man and he writes her get or dies. So there's twice do we have the phrase la, the word la. So one is lishma and one is v'lo liyavama. But we still need two laws. We need one law for lishma, and the other one is that law means a get has to be written for one woman, and you can't have multiple women in one get. Na'al. The answer is that we have to go back to chalitza. The limitation is in chalitza. It says na'al. She has to take off the shoe. Na'al in midi achrini lo. Only a shoe is the shoe is the only vehicle for liberating the yavama, so long as the yavama is alive. But wait a second. Does the word na'al come to teach you that it's the exclusive method? So she takes his shoe off his foot. I might think he has to own the shoe, like a lulav on the first day. Now she'll call Adam and Ali. How do I know she can use anybody's shoe? And just put it on the guy. Tamalomar, na'al, na'al, riba. It says na'al twice. So that tells you any kind of na'al. So why then did the Torah say his shoe, sounding as if it has to be owned by him? The answer is na'alo ara'uilo. It has to be a shoe that could fit him. Probably gadol she'en yachol ha'alechbo, as to exclude a shoe that's huge, which he could not walk in. Or probably katan she'en chofet rov raglo, or graglo, or a tiny shoe that doesn't cover most of his foot. So it has to be a shoe that more or less fits him, but it doesn't have to be his shoe. Right? Prat, also the mesulim she'en lo ha'ekev. And also a kind of shoe, like a clog that doesn't have a heel at all, just the front part. So imke nichtov kra na'al. The answer is then all we have to say is na'al, right? My na'al. So na'alo in the pasuk about taking off his shoe is to tell you it has to be more or less the right size. Na'al in the other in Beit Chalutz na'al tells you that anybody's shoe could work, and the fact that it says hana'al shaminatarti says only the shoe will work, nothing else will work, and so therefore your kal v'chomer from get, which theoretically is good, and the kacha does not get in the way of it, falls by the wayside because the pasuk says the only vehicle for a yavama to be free, save the death of the yavam, is with chalitza. All right, everybody have a wonderful day. We'll pick up now at Mishnah Bet on Daf Yudalad Amud Bet in the next podcast.